the divine enlightenment. The power is in your hands. In today's episode, we'll be continuing our series on the art of living in the now. This will be our last topic in the series. Are you feeling hopeless, overstressed, overwrought, overdue? Do you need 7 steps to help you stay hopeful during tough times? Do you feel like you have so many things to worry about that you feel hopeless? Do you have too many responsibilities, duties, obligations? Does it feel like you have many balls up in the air at one time? Do you worry about other people to the point you can no longer focus on yourself? Do you feel trapped or have illusions of selflessness? Are you so focused on yourself that everything seems to be judgment on you? Do you feel like you have a black hole? Well, in today's topic, we are going to cover that in 7 simple steps of how to stay hopeful during tough times. Before we start today's topic on 7 steps to stay hopeful during tough times, we're going to take 4 deep breaths. We're going to breathe in through our nose and exhale through our mouth. Are you ready? And 2 more. And 1 more. Now let's stop and take a look around. See what's in the sky beneath your feet. What do your surroundings look like? Is it beautiful? Is it cloudy? Is the sun shining? Is it raining? Are the flowers blooming? Are the birds singing? Now that we've taken a moment to just look around and be, we're going to jump in today's topic. No one escapes difficult times in their lives, whether we like it or not. Our life changes, our life challenges teach us the most. The ability to stay hopeful during those tough times through and through is a skill, and that is well worth developing. Here's how to go about it and honing it and honoring it in your life. To take some power back into your life by staying hopeful during tough times. 1, accept the challenge for what it is. If you've been hit broadside with a difficulty that left you negative, the worst thing you can do is try to ignore it. You can't ignore that it's not there. It takes up too much space. It rents too much room in your mind. By acknowledging the problem, you can deal with it head on and find a solution. Start by asking yourself if the issue is something you can change. If so, then it's time to make a game plan. If not, then learn how to live with the new status quo rather than wasting time and energy fighting. Take some of the techniques from the previous podcasts of getting real, getting quiet, breathing, focusing, and reevaluating to take the power back into your hands. Step 2, ask yourself what you can learn from this experience. By seeking out the lessons to be learned, you can calmly face the problem. Discover what you can do about the situation. Learn and then move on. Rewrite the bad memory, the difficult situation, into a positive new mindset. Instead of saying, "I'm having a bad day," say, "My day could be better." Just a few simple words can turn a negative into a positive. 3, revisit the past. You've been through tough times before. Think back to them to remember and to remind yourself that challenges don't last forever. Hope springs up from the knowledge that you've gotten through problems before. Lessons you've learned before. The answer is within you. It's within your soul. All you have to do is ask, how do I solve this problem? What's the best solution? 4, record the experience. I personally love journaling early in the morning before anybody gets up. Or you can record it, you can blog it, you can TikTok it, you can YouTube it. But please don't Facebook it. What's going on helps you to process the experience and find creative solutions. When we get things out of our head, we're able to deal with the problem logically rather than emotionally. Looking back at this, record, records, journaling becomes a powerful experience of your progress, which offers hope and answers because you get out of your mind and you let it go. You refocus your thoughts. 5, laugh. Even if you don't feel like it initially, the act of laughing changes your mood. Hopefulness doesn't stand a chance against a good belly laugh. The fun things about laughter is once you start, it's hard to stop. You can even fake it until you make it with laughter. It will lighten your mood and help you see solutions that weren't there before. You can watch funny videos on YouTube of cats and dogs playing. You can watch funny comics or comedians to help with this laughing. My motto is always have a smile on your face because nobody knows what you're thinking there. And with that smile and the laughter in your eyes, it spreads joy to those around you that might be overstressed, overwrought, or feeling hopeful. And by that one simple act of just smiling, helps another person. 6, choose happiness. Much of our life can be performing, shouldn't it, if we let it? In this case, ask yourself, if doing the right things means doing the thing that's best for you, as long as it won't hurt others, make that choice. That will create happiness in your life. As long as you don't harm another human being or animal or hurt yourself. And if it makes you happy, then go for it. Like Nike says, just do it. Even if it's in that spur of the moment to eat a quart of ice cream. Ben and Jerry loves women for that. I should have probably taken stock in that one time. 7, build a support system. Build a support group. Trying to manage tough times alone is a sure recipe for fostering hopefulness. I know we can't really gather people around who can make us feel hopeful and joyful during this time, but we can reach out to our girlfriends. We can reach out to our boyfriends. We can reach out to our parents and our siblings. We can reach out through Facebook, we can reach out through Zoom, we can reach out through Skype, we can reach out through FaceTime. There's always a way to reach out so you can be hopeful. By spending time with positive people in your circle, their hopefulness will quickly become your own. You will become happy and uplifting. Just remember the earlier techniques of breathing in the podcast. Of breathe in for 8 seconds, hold for 8 seconds, and breathe out. And do this 5 or 6 times, and you will realize that you don't feel so hopeful. You actually feel lighter. You actually feel happier. And just remember, by doing that, the power is in your hands. Everything is possible. Are you subscribed to my podcast? If not, I want to encourage you to do that today. I don't want you to miss an episode. If you have any comments, suggestions for show topics, just drop me a line at rose@thedivineenlightenment.com. Don't forget to check out my website, thedivineenlightenment.com, to get your free ebook, Think and Aim Big, Achieve Success Beyond Your Wildest Dreams. There's also some bonus topics in that book, as well as worksheets. While you are feeling the love, I'd be grateful if you left me a review on your podcast hosting site. This will help others listen to me. I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about next week, so at this time, I'm just going to leave it up, see if I get any comments. Just leave it open, see what happens. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget, the Divine Enlightenment airs on Sunday morning. Remember, the power is in your hands, and this is the last episode in the art of living in the now. So stay present and live in the moment. Remember to get real, get quiet, get focused, be happy, and to breathe. Have a glorious day.